Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Live in L.A., hour number 2. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Alex Curry is joining me today. Joy's off for about a week. She's going to Paris. She's a very international of her. And Alex Curry is stepping in. For years and years, baseball had the Hot Stove League. That was a big deal. And NBA has always had, you know, their summer of free agent. Mm-hmm. The NBA NFL moved their free agency period a few years ago to get better real estate. So the NFL said, okay, let's go combine. We get 2 weeks of press. Free agency, we get 3 weeks of press into the draft. The NFL's always smartly understood they're a television show. And so baseball's been terrible at this. Baseball could rework its schedule in a multitude of ways. They haven't done it. And NBA, to me, wastes their time in October, November, competing against college and pro football. More than any league, the NFL and Roger Goodell totally gets this. They're a television show. And so they move this free agency period to give them 2 to 3 more free weeks of us talking about it. All this free stuff and all these shows. So it goes combine for about 10 days. I'm not a big combine guy, but that's 10 days. And then we do free agency for about 10 days. It's been unbelievable. And then outside of this, about a week drop off, and we go right to the draft. So much of these sports is real estate, and no league gets that more than the NFL. I've been saying this about baseball for years. You should go into the playoffs August 20th, be out of the playoffs by September 25th. The minute the NFL gets rolling, boom, you're out. The minute college football gets into the big conference games in the Big Ten, you're out. You're playing in cold weather in October, battling NFL's now got Thursday games. College football got Friday, Saturday. There's no open days. Like Tuesday's it. There's no open days. So baseball could shrink their schedule, get much more urgency, absolutely exponentially help their television product, but they don't view it like that. They don't view it as a TV product. The NFL does. Every move they make, from rules to free agency periods, is all about what gets us more eyeballs on our product. And this free agency period has been amazing. Let me mention this. Bobby Wagner is visiting the LA Rams. And this is significant because Bobby Wagner is really good, and there's a lot of bad teams that would spend money on him so he could spearhead their defense. He wants the Rams. Why? Because he's about winning. That's not a priority, or at least the number one priority for all athletes, and I do not hold that against them. Kevin Durant left the Warriors. Winning was not the priority. Playing with Kyrie and his friends was. Aaron Rodgers. Winning is not number one. He likes to make money. He's no dummy. By $50 million a year, Aaron Rodgers knows that limits your general manager. He's a 13.5% cap hit. Matt Stafford's about winning. He took less money, and now he's only a 6% cap hit. Tyreek Hill wanted to get paid. You don't leave a better GM, a better coach, a better quarterback if it's about winning. Now, he's already got a Super Bowl, and I got no problem anybody choosing Miami for anything. It's a great place to live. I totally get it. No state tax, beautiful water. You're never going to get criticism from me moving to Miami. But you know, everybody, broadcasters, CEOs, athletes, they'll tell you what matters. And I'll never, ever, because I have a long career. I can do this for another 20 years. Professional athletes have, basically, in the NFL, you make your big money in your second and third contract. You don't make, even if you're a number one pick, you don't make the big generational money until your second or third contract. And a lot of guys are like, I got a ring. I'm going to get paid. I got no problem with it. But like Bobby Wagner to the Rams, I think he could get more money other places. Bobby wants to win. He won early in Seattle. He knows that how much fun it was. The last 3 years have stunk for him. He wants to win again. Doesn't hurt that he's from California. And by the way, LeBron James is an example. I love LeBron. LeBron went to Miami to win. LeBron went back to Cleveland to win, but also rebrand his image. He hated being a villain. He didn't move to L.A. to win. They had a terrible roster, a weird front office, and a wonky ownership situation. There were way better places for LeBron to go with great young players and win. He didn't move to L.A. to win. He moved to L.A. for the L.A. economy, which is the fifth biggest in the world, the California economy. In the world. Fifth biggest economy in the world. He moved here for our economy, for the tech, for the entertainment business options. He didn't move here for winning because he'd already won. He won in Cleveland. He didn't go to Miami for any other reason. It wasn't a money grab. I want to win. Cleveland, he wanted to win, but it was really about he was tired of being a villain in the eyes of everybody. And he did win. L.A. was not for the win. He wanted to win, wasn't the number one thing. Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, it's not about winning. It would be great to win. He may think he can win, but you don't leave a dynasty and think, yeah, I'm going to win way more. You don't leave Steve Kerr, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Bob Meyer. You don't leave that thing, I'm going to win way more. I'm not criticizing athletes. My career lasts a long time. Theirs, you got to make your money in your second and third contract. And this is a sport where people tackle you. So your careers are not very long. Drew Rosenhaus's career is $7 billion in clients long. He was an agent at 22 years old. Good Lord, I remember those days. You were just out there taking big swings and taking heat. Now you're like a stately figure in this whole business. And you just made Tyreek Hill the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. So let's kind of take me as much as you possibly can, as transparent as you can be, on the whole situation. Kansas City did make an offer. I mean, my understanding is they wanted to keep him. So take me through the last 48 hours, if you could.
Yeah, and it really goes back after the season. I approached the Chiefs, Colin, about doing an extension for Tyreek. They were open to it. We exchanged some proposals. And then the Davante Adams deal got done. And I reached out to the Chiefs, and I shared with them that I felt that Devontae's deal was the floor for Tyreek, and that Tyreek in the last year of his contract had earned the right to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. We started negotiating, and they quickly saw that, that for them, that deal didn't make sense. And I don't want to speak for them, but they communicated to us that that wasn't going to work out. So I suggested, how about we explore a trade where everybody wins? You know, Tyreek could land a windfall, and, you know, Davante Adams brought a first and second round pick. And I told the Chiefs that I was confident that they would get much more than that. Ultimately, they did. And the Chiefs did give me permission to work on a trade. And Miami was one of the teams that showed interest right out of the gate. We continued to negotiate with the Chiefs, but Tyreek just felt the best about the Dolphins. You know, the contract obviously was superior. Playing in Florida was huge because Tyreek trains in Miami in the offseason. The Dolphins were a good team the last 2 years. They've won 19 games. They've got the potential to be even better this year. They brought in an offensive head coach in Mike McDaniel. They brought back their entire defense, which was one of the best in the league. Tyreek liked the idea of being close to his home. He lives in upstate Florida. He's from Southern Georgia, so that's why he said he's coming home. I mean, this feels like home for him. And everything added up. This is an up-and-coming football team, and he's excited about being here.
Do you ever get into a situation? I don't know who represents Mahomes. I don't know that. Off the top of my head, I think. Is it Lee Steinberg? I don't even know. Is it Lee? I don't know who it is. It is Lee. Okay.
Yes.
So do you ever get into a situation where you have two clients that work together, like a receiver and a quarterback on a team, and you may not be doing one a favor by moving the other? Is that ever something that you think about?
Well, you really can't, Colin. You've got to compartmentalize for each of your clients. For example, if Tyreek had gone to the New York Jets, it could have impacted one of our clients on the New York Jets, who they just re-signed, Braxton Berrios.
Sure.
But just like I explained to Braxton, it's not like I can't bring Tyreek to New York if that's in his best interest, because it would negatively affect Braxton, and he gets that. So, you know, I've been doing this for 34 years. I always am honest with my clients. Sometimes guys sign it with a new team and it impacts a player on the club, but our clients get that. And I always do what's best for each individual client within my control. And I don't control who gets cut. But I can control the type of contract that our guys get and their opportunity. And in this particular case, Tyreek felt really good about coming to Miami. We have a lot of clients on this football team.
Yeah.
You could make the case that, the Dolphins have had the best offseason. You know, they added Teron Armstead, the great left tackle. They signed a couple of our clients, Chase Edmonds, the running back from Arizona, Connor Williams, the starting left guard from the Dallas Cowboys. They brought back Emmanuel Ogba, who's one of our clients, who's one of the best players on the team. They re-signed their two starting linebackers we represent, Landon Roberts and Duke Riley. So, you look at Miami, they had Raheem Mostert and Keon Croson, and they've had a great offseason.
Yeah.
So Tyreek's excited to be a part of that tremendous offseason.
What's interesting is, as you know, there are cultural changes in all sports. About 7 years ago, if you couldn't shoot a three-pointer in the NBA, you were worthless. Dwight Howard went from relevant to irrelevant in an hour. And we have a cultural change in the NFL, which is happening, which every NFC team that made the playoffs had an offensive coach. The Dolphins have pivoted quickly to an offensive franchise, which I think, and I love Brian Flores. I think it's the right move. Rams, Zach Taylor, you can see what's happening in this league. The old defensive coaches, Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer, Vic Fangio, even Belichick now, it doesn't feel as vibrant. But when the culture changes quickly and suddenly wide receivers are getting quarterback money in the last 2 years, when you call these franchises, are they mad at Drew Rosenhaus? Are they flabbergasted? This has happened, Drew, fast. We're talking quarterback money to wideouts. It feels like it happened overnight.
Yeah, so when the Chiefs gave me permission to reach out to the teams, I told every one of them what we were looking for. You know, I told them that a part of the trade would be Tyreek would become the richest, highest paid receiver in NFL history, and that we were looking to beat the Adams contract on every level. And, you know, I can tell you that no one really said to me, hey, that's unreasonable. Or that's unrealistic, or that's out of whack. Because Tyreek is he's more than a receiver. You know, he's a great return man.
Right.
He's a guy that can score from anywhere on the field. You put the ball in his hands, he's incredibly dangerous. He can make his own yards. He's an impact player when the ball's not even thrown to him because teams have to worry about him. He takes the top off of the defense coverage-wise. You got to rotate his way. So people around the league know Tyreek is just a huge factor on all three downs and also on fourth down on special teams. So he's a weapon, and the Dolphins got the best offensive weapon in football. And we feel like had it not have been the Dolphins, the Jets would have been a great choice as well. And staying in Kansas City was on the table up until Tyreek made this decision.
Gronk, you represent him. What's the latest?
Really straightforward. Gronk hasn't decided whether or not he's going to play this season. He's still mulling it over. He's had a great run in Tampa, winning a world championship, getting close last year. Feels good. He's healthy. We've been talking to Tampa. We've had negotiations with them. And we've heard from many other teams in the league as well. And Rob has the opportunity to play this year if he wants to. But, you know, he has told me right now that he's undecided and he's going to take some time and think about whether or not he wants to play. And obviously, we should find out here at some point this offseason. Yeah. When it is, it's the world's according to Gronk. So whenever he decides to make this decision, we'll be ready on our end, and we support him 100%.
All right. This is good stuff. Drew, I love bringing you on. Appreciate your transparency. Rosenhaus Sports, by the way, has Chris Olave, the receiver from Ohio State, who's probably the best receiver and best college receiver I saw. Continued success. He's gonna do quite well, and the league is moving in his direction. I'll tell you that. Drew, thanks again.
Thank you, Colin.
You bet.
Take care.
You bet. Yeah, I mean, it's changed, folks. We got a different – I mean, I for years said receivers are icing. And then I had the – like 3 years ago, I'm like, the whole world's changing. They're no longer icing. They're part of the cake. So, you know, I said this about OBJ. The Rams are a really interesting team and where they've done a couple of things that were like unheard of 10 years ago. They don't want their first-round picks. They'll give them up to get star players. They also have become sort of a rehab center, a branding rehab center for Dante Fowler, OBJ, Von Miller. You think they're washed, you think they're old, you think they're beaten up. They go there, flourish in their culture, and then they move off them quickly. So OBJ is in a weird situation, is that all three teams, Giants, Browns, Rams, he's been hurt. It's time to move off him. But he's really, really liked in the room. So what do you do? I think you do what Von Miller does. This is the great additive of a wonderful culture. New England did this for years. You bring Randy Moss in. He's highly productive. You win a bunch of games. Then it's time for a new deal. Somebody overpays. And so Von Miller is a great example. They love Von Miller. Didn't give up much to get him. Hugely instrumental winning a Super Bowl. They're willing to bring him back at a number that Von can by far beat on the market, and then Vaughn leaves and goes, God, I love the Rams. I'm going to miss 99. Dante Fowler leaves the Rams. God, I love the Rams. Thank you so much. I got my big money in Atlanta. OBJ has value. I don't know the value he has for the Rams. They're good at receiver. They just got Allen Robinson. They just drafted two receivers they like next year. They're very good at drafting them. This is another talent-rich draft in a receiver. They've got 8 picks. But I, you know, it's not a knock on OBJ. There's value. I mean, like Green Bay, if I told you Green Bay is going to go get him, he's back by November. I don't think it's a bad fit. I don't think it's a bad fit back in Cleveland. I think OBJ has got a market, but what the Rams are really doing here is really, really interesting. Moving off first round picks, using the compensatory draft thing like New England did to get 3 or 4 of those a year. They just led the NFL with 5 compensatory picks, bringing guys in, rehabbing the image, productive, moving off them, and all of them leave with no complaints. They thank the Rams, most fun I've ever had, and then they go get another guy. So OBJ feels like they'd take him if the number's right, but I think they're going to draft another wide receiver. When you have the number one volume wide receiver in the history of the league, Cooper Kupp, and then you go get Allen Robinson, you know what? You can be young, and Van Jefferson, you can be young the rest of your receiving corps. Young guys generally are healthier. They get nicked up and return to the field because Cooper's got a lot of games under him. Allen's been injured before. So we'll see. March, one of my favorite months of the year. Later today, starting, I think, at 4 Eastern.
Yeah.
March Madness games. Click back up. One of my favorite months.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
The USFL is coming starting on April 16th and kicks off with a historic opening game as the New Jersey Generals take on the Birmingham Stallions in primetime on Fox and NBC.
By the way, you can have a three-point extra point in the USFL. You can do a one-point conversion, two-point. They also have a three-point if from the 10-yard line you successfully design a play that gets into the end zone. Which
That's
is
fun.
Yeah, I mean, every time we've football screwed around with the PAT, it's made football better.
Yeah.
Like every time you try something new in the PAT, because the PAT was always the, they scored, I'm going to go get a beer. Go get a Diet Coke, whatever. It was you never watched it. Now, on a windy day, it's a like a 60-40 proposition if a kicker can kick a PAT. So it's added a ton to that. I want to say this, DK Metcalf, there are a lot of discussions this morning that Kansas City, the Chiefs, and Green Bay are interested in Tyreek Hill. So he's not the best route runner in the NFL. He's not. He's can be temperamental, not my favorite quality, yes. But he has 29 touchdowns in 3 years with a conservative offense. So there's no body, literally, there's no body in the NFL at that position like his. Big, strong, 6'4", 235, arguably the second fastest player at wide receiver, maybe the second fastest NFL player to Tyreek Hill. He's a very unique athlete. And again, this is a conservative offense. He's got a little bit of a Dez Bryant that I didn't like Dez Bryant's routes. I thought he was too temperamental, but in the end, he got into the end zone a lot. And I think DK Metcalf is going to have a better career than Dez Bryant because I think he's going to end up with Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. And he just started his career with Russell Wilson. So I think he is very interesting to me. He's a unique body. Also, both Kansas City and Green Bay are great fits for him. They both need him. They both have offensive coaches who can scheme him open. and they have good culture, so they can withstand. I mean, he's somebody that's got an opinion, and he can be temperamental, but he's really, really good. So my guess is that Kansas City lands him because Kansas City has an owner. And I know this sounds silly, but this has been one of my misgivings about the Packers, is that Kansas City literally can go to a member of the Hunt family, Brett Veach, and he could just say, get him. Green Bay, do we have to hold a meeting? Do we have to hold shares? Do we have to? Can you just go get him? Can you make a decision today? If you start looking at a lot of these teams that are going big in free agency, they're rich owners. They're aggressive owners. The Rams, Stan Kroenke, richest owner, aggressive. Buffalo Bills, what have they done the last couple off seasons? Aggressive owner. A lot of these people going out there, like I think, by the way, Pittsburgh, although it's not like marquee names, good ownership, got right after it and had a plan. You know, some of the more, I will say this, I think more of the Raiders today than I did a year ago. They have been wildly aggressive. And my guess is now, remember, last year coming off a pandemic, you know, Vegas had a new stadium. They were trying to find more parking spaces around the stadium. Now they're flush with cash. You know, the gambling money, the TV deals, it's not a pandemic. It's sold out crowds. The Raiders made the playoffs. So now the Raiders are flush with cash, and Mark Davis, to his credit, has gone big. He's gone big on his coach, big in a pass rusher, big in a wide receiver. So I think Kansas City, Green Bay, I think that he would work with both. I think now Green Bay is more desperate than Kansas City. They have Hardman. They got a great tight end. They've got complimentary. Green Bay just desperately needs. And I see DK Metcalf is a 1A or a really great 2 or a lower end 1. I don't think he's in the DeAndre Hopkins class. I don't see him as that. Cooper Kupp, he's not that consistent. But he gets into the end zone. He is absolutely should be Green Bay's priority 1. It'll be interesting, though, if they get beat out by Kansas City. Because Kansas City wants him but isn't quite as desperate. They're not quite as desperate. It also tells you, think about this. Seattle got 2 firsts, 2 seconds for Russell Wilson. Another pick, later pick. So now they move DK Metcalf. They're going to get at least a first-round pick. My guess is they'll get like a first, you know, Tyreek Hill kind of changed the market. They got 5 picks for Tyreek Hill. My guess is you would have gotten a first for DK Metcalf. Now you probably get a first and a third for him. So Seattle is full rebuild mode. We lost our 2 best players. We got good safeties, a nice left tackle. We're moving off DK Metcalf. If they do, they're going with Atlanta, full rebuild mode, getting a new quarterback this or next draft. My guess is Seattle would prefer to get one this draft. Atlanta's looking to next year. Alex Curry with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we've been talking about him all day. Tyreek Hill is on his way to Miami. The Dolphins acquired him yesterday, sending 5 draft picks to the Chiefs in exchange for the receiver. Hill posted a statement after the news thanking his Kansas City teammates, coaches, and fans for supporting him since being drafted in 2016. But he's also ready for the next chapter and spoke about how excited he is on the plane to Miami.
Dolphin Nation, I am so ready to be a part of Fins Up, man. Your boy Cheetah. So excited to meet all of you guys and ready to turn up, man, and throw it the peace sign. I'm very excited to meet the guys, you know, play with them, you know, have fun. It's going to be a fun year, man. But the guy I'm really excited to meet the most, though, that boy Jalen Waddle. How you doing, little penguin?
Yeah, Jalen's pretty good. So they're the 2 fastest wide receivers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek are probably the 3 fastest receivers in the league. So they'll have speed on the perimeter. But again, as we said earlier, they're going to be a power run team because you're bringing the San Francisco offense to Miami. And if you go look at the history of that offense, Sean McVay, what did he do? Went and got a left tackle. Shanahan got Trent Williams. What did this team do? Went and got a left tackle. Zach Taylor drafted the kid out of Alabama, left tackle. So this story, the way they do this offense with this coach, you get a left tackle, you find a fullback, you get running backs, you power offense, and have playmakers on the outside. Cincinnati, Rams, San Francisco with Debo, and now Miami. It's the same exact formula for all these young guys out of this coaching chain. It's the same thing. Get a great left tackle, speed on the perimeter, power run. That's why Rams initially with McVay went and got Todd Gurley, power runner.
It was just very interesting also listening to his agent who we just had on explain that his biggest thing is he wanted Devontae Adams money. He wanted to beat every part of that contract.
He wanted to get paid. That's fine.
And that's okay. You know, what's important to players, as we were talking about earlier, it changes. And it's okay. Some, it's all about winning. Some, it's about your money. And there's no right answer. It's whatever is fitting for your life and what you want to do. So, yes, he's going to a good situation. He got his money. You're not necessarily in the Super Bowl conversation every season now. There's potential. There's definitely some potential. But you make the choice there. You take your money or you take the winning team.
Yeah, I mean, clearly winning was secondary because Miami not only was okay last year, the best teams in the AFC have all gotten better.
Yeah.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, I think Cleveland got better. The Chargers, the Raiders, Denver wasn't great, but they've added pieces. So outside of Kansas City, and we don't know if they'll get DK Metcalf, you say, oh, Miami got better. So did everybody else in the AFC.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh is better today. They were a playoff team. So Indianapolis is better with Matt Ryan. So I think it's great for Tyreek. Mm-hmm. But let's not kid ourselves.
No.
The fastest receiving corps doesn't win the Super Bowl.
No.
You got to have the coach, the quarterback. There's a lot of things that matter. That's generally not that crucial.
No, and it's Tua's kind of make or break year, so it'll be interesting. All right, well, LeBron was out for the Lakers last night with a left knee soreness, and the team lost to the Sixers 126-121, and they are hanging on to a spot in the play-in tournament as the 9th seed in the West, but the Pelicans are right behind them, just a half a game back in the standings, and the two teams play on Sunday, and Russell Westbrook says they know how important it is to get this win.
It's a game that we definitely want to win, and I think if we have our mind set in the right place and do what we've been doing, playing the right proper basketball, I think we put ourselves in position to be able to win a game. And, it's going to be a playoff type of atmosphere for us because definitely a must win, I believe, for our group.
Yeah. Well, they're not a championship team. So,
no.
They were never a difficult team to assess. Three games into the season,
Everybody
watched it and said they don't shoot the three, they don't defend it, and they're really old, not only in the starting five, but the bench. So this is just an average team that's going to have to completely reboot, and I don't have much confidence in that in the offseason. It's not. Stop telling me if Anthony Davis is healthy. He's not. That's who he is. That's like saying, if Tua gets a great arm, he doesn't have it. Let's stop arguing. Anthony Davis, you're not going to get 100 games in a season.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
So the bottom line is, I would have moved him before this season. I think you still have to consider moving him at the trading deadline. This is no longer a championship brand for the foreseeable future. And people in L.A. have got to come to terms with that. You have to make a trade in the NBA. You have to swallow a bad contract to give one up. So there's this is not the NFL where I can cut a guy. I mean, I can literally get Tyreek Hill, I get a bunch of draft picks.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way in the NBA. For competitive balance, which I still think is a bunch of malarkey, but the Lakers are trapped for years. Barring a wild, wild trade that somebody falls for.
Well, the little glimmer of hope for Laker fans is that a new report this morning came out that AD's foot sprain is progressing well. And if it continues that way, he could be back the first week of April at the earliest. The play-in tournament starts April 12th. LeBron's still dealing with a little soreness, so their two best guys are not 100% healthy as a Laker fan. Yeah, like you said, sometimes you just got to suck it up and admit defeat.
Yeah.
It's okay. Moving on. Things got fiery for the Miami Heat last night. During the team's loss to the Warriors, Jimmy Butler got into a shouting match with Udonis Haslem and Eric Spoelstra on the bench. He had to be held back and separated from them during the incident. But after the game, coach made it clear that there are not really any issues with this team. Take a listen.
It's pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked, and Two straight games, we were not playing to the level that we wanted to play. You can use moments during a season to catapult you. You can galvanize together, over frustration and disappointment. But we have needed a kick in the butt.
But you're still number one in the East. This should not be happening to a number one team. Yes, we know teams get heated. Yes, we know players are very passionate and emotional, but this should not be happening on the court. Behind closed doors, get out what you need to get out, but this just was not a great look for the Heat.
It's a little bit of Jimmy Butler's brand.
Yeah.
He's feisty.
Feisty.
Alex for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Is your bracket completely busted? Well, don't worry, because Fox Bet Super 6 is giving you a free chance to win $1,000 playing their Round of 16 contest. Scan the QR code, download the Super 6 app, and make your picks for a free chance at the jackpot.
All right. It's crazy. It's a crazy time. You know, I watched the media react to Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins, and everybody doom and gloom. Chiefs are done. No, they're not. Andy Reid, Mahomes, 12 picks in the draft, some cap space. They're fine. You're not going to get Tyreek Hill in the draft. But what if you hit on two receivers? They're going to be fine. Miami, they got a really fast receiver. The Raiders with Al Davis had that for 20 years. They didn't win any Super Bowls. I mean, that's not now. I'm going to bring in Mark Dominic, who is an NFL general manager, 20 years of scouting experience, front office experience, former Buck GM, built that Super Bowl team, helped build it. So I look at the Tyreek Hill thing, and it's just unbelievable to me. Literally overnight, Amari Cooper got you a fifth rounder. 2 weeks later, Tyreek Hill gets you five picks.
It does seem excessive to me. I'm sorry. That's what you get for quarterbacks. Am I sound too old school?
No, I don't think so, Colin. I felt the same way when I saw the value of what they got for Tyreek Hill. I thought the trade was pretty easy to make. I mean, again, yes, a super explosive player, can change a game, can do all these different things. They already have Jalen Waddle, who's doing a lot of great stuff for them down in Miami. But I don't see this being the piece for the Dolphins that are going to put them over the top. And I don't see this being the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are still going to be in an unbelievably talented division, are still going to be the cream of the crop in the West. And so I like this move for Kansas City. I don't not like having Tyreek Hill on a football team, but there's just so many different parts of this. And the number one thing is when you get a 1, 2, 4, 4, and a 5, that's a good trade for a wide receiver.
Yeah, oh my God. I mean, when I saw it yesterday, I was just like, Russell Wilson got 5 picks. Now they weren't as good, but I mean, a first and a second for a wide receiver is almost unheard of. And then they added 3 more picks. And they also got it off the book. So they got cap room now. So DK Metcalf. So it's interesting. As a body, there's nothing like him in the league. He looks like a defensive end. There is value there. It looks like Seattle wants picks. They're rebuilding. Russell, Metcalf get a bunch of picks, which they need to rebuild. This is a bad roster. So from Seattle's point, I get it. So if you were Green Bay or Kansas City, he is a player you could use. If you're Kansas City, do you go get him again? Do you just say, hey, we lost one guy. We're going to get a little cheaper guy who actually is a body mismatch, like Tyreek was a speed mismatch?
You know, I think in Kansas City situation, I wouldn't. I think I would rather go to the draft with Kansas City and where they sit and where they're going to be picking in the draft, because this draft, once again, just like every year, seems like it's got a lot of wide receivers. This draft has another group of wide receivers that are really talented. And I think you can find some London Drake could be a great example of a guy you can get early, you know, somewhere in the first round, maybe a little bit later, and you put him on your football team, and suddenly you're going to get a mismatch there too because of how good I think he was in college before he got banged up. You know him very well, Colin. Yeah. So, but I think I go to the draft in Green Bay. I look at it different. I think you've got a shorter window there, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers and X amount of years.
Yeah.
You know, you put the number one back in there. I think Metcalf makes more sense in Green Bay than it would for me in Kansas City.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, and they're more desperate, by the way, even though it's a weak division, a much weaker division. You look at the Rams and the Bucks in the NFC, they have got multiple top receivers. All right, Matt Ryan to the Colts. I feel like I said this yesterday joking. I said, you know, everybody said Matty Ice is old. And I'm like, he was old when he was 27. He's never been young and dynamic. I used Gene Hackman, the actor, as an example. I said, when Gene Hackman was in his 30s, he played 48 years old on the screen. He was never Ryan Gosling. So he aged very gracefully. Matt Ryan isn't that different than he was 7 years ago to me. I think he is declining, but I think it's not a Big Ben off a cliff thing, right?
No, I don't think it's going to be anything like that. And I think the Colts also look at this as a chance to, like they did with Phillip Rivers, put a veteran quarterback into this roster and see if they can get you to the postseason. And you've got to do something in the AFC. And it wasn't going to be Baker Mayfield. And I don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously with the shoulder surgery, but I don't even know if he's going to get out of San Francisco. I think Kyle Shanahan might want to keep him for one more year, especially at that price. So they had to do something at quarterback to have a chance to even get a wild card spot. Now they get Matt Ryan, and I think that gives them an opportunity to, again, put him around these players, put him around Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor, around that offensive line, maybe get an offensive tackle in the draft and really kind of go to work. I think the Colts made a good move here in terms of solidifying a position and getting a lot of experience, because you're going to need that to navigate the South.
So it's interesting. There's a lot of quarterbacks with new teams. Marcus Mariota can't stay healthy. Somebody signed him. Trubisky, limited arm talent. Somebody signed him. Deshaun Watson, 22 civil cases. Somebody signed him. Matt Ryan, kind of a pocket guy only, older. Somebody signed him. Carson Wentz, wildly inconsistent. Somebody signed him. You can't tell me Baker Mayfield's not one of the 32 most talented quarterbacks in the world, and there's no market. Is this a cautionary tale of likability? I know fans think it doesn't matter. The ability, this is what got Jay Cutler out of the league. The lack of the ability to get along with coaches and teammates. Is it just that simple for Baker? Because you can't convince me there's 32 other quarterbacks in America more talented than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot to be said with what you're talking about. And I think Baker Mayfield, I think he presents himself that way. He's kind of done it since the beginning when he, you know, it was trying to be fun, but it was almost to a point where you're like, I'm not sure I get this guy, whether it's the Brett Favre photo of him trying to like reenact something. It's the commercials and the constant commercials. You know, you just wonder if there's a lot of executives out there, head coaches that are wondering, like, how important is football to him? And I think Baker loves football. But I also think that, you know, the reason why there's no market is, number one, it's $18 million. Maybe the Browns have to pay for some of that. Number two, we're kind of running down and lower on the totem pole in terms of like finding that quarterback. I think the one team to me that makes the most sense is put him in Seattle with Pete Carroll, with John Schneider, and see what they can do with him in Seattle. But you're not going to get value for him because I just don't think there's a lot of people in the market to sit there and say, I'm sure this is the piece. That's where Carson Wentz gets that opportunity because everybody loves Carson Wentz if you meet him. Baker Mayfield's kind of gotten a different polarizing feel and an opinion, and I think that's absolutely coming back to haunt him.
Yeah. Anybody else had an offseason you like?
Well, I mean, look, we can beat up the Deshaun Watson trade all you want. We can talk about the civil lawsuits and everything like that. When you got a chance to get a quarterback that's a top three, top four quarterback in the National Football League, could be the number one quarterback in the NFL, you go do it. And I understand the contract was tremendous and the owner had to write a huge check to be able to get this Deshaun Watson deal completely done. But now it's a destination spot, much like what we're seeing with other locations like Tampa was able to be with Tom Brady. People want to get to Cleveland, so I think this is going to only help Cleveland along the way. And so I think Cleveland, because of this quarterback, to change their dynamic in that division specifically because of Lamar Jackson and you're trying to get through him, or certainly Joe Burrow, Cleveland just put themselves at the top of the class in an unbelievably talented AFC quarterback pool.
Good stuff. Mark Dominic, 20 years of doing this stuff. Good seeing you again.
Great to see you, Colin, man.
Yeah, it's it's fans don't think likability matters. You travel with these guys, you eat dinner with these guys, you're on the road with these guys, you practice. And during an NFL season, you are living with these guys. I mean, you literally see your teammates more than your kids and your wife. And it matters. Like, this has always been the knock on Jay Cutler. I knew people in Chicago. Like, he just struggled with coaches. He struggled with teammates. It was just a battle. You just want to be able to, you know, somebody told me this years ago, a general manager in the NBA, you don't want to go to bed at night, your phone's next to you, and you kind of think, I may get a call at 4 a.m. from my owner, police, you know, whoever. You don't want that. And I likability's a thing. Mahomes, likable. Herbert, likable. You know, this has been the knock on Kyler Murray that I have sourced. He's different. He's not all the guys. You know, when he's been going through these struggles, nobody's running to his defense. No teammates are jumping out on social media to defend him. They never did with Jay Cutler. They don't with Baker Mayfield. You know, I know it sounds corny and Midwestern and you got to be a nice person. You really do. It really, man, I worked in this business for 25 years in media. And all you think about media is there's egos. The people that are hard to get along with, they don't last. I've worked with less talented people that are easy to get along with, but companies find a way to move off talent if talent's a pain in the butt. So do NFL teams. There's no reason Baker doesn't have a market. There's no – $18 million's not that expensive. No civil suits, good arm talent. I mean, he's had one injury, but Mariota can't stay healthy. He's not 37. There's no reason he doesn't have a market. The only reason, he's too toxic. Lightning Bruins tonight, Discover Card Key Matchup. Learn more, discover.com/match. Discover matches all the cash back you earn at your first year automatically and with no limit. Hour three next.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.